Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, how to talk with someone you suspect may have a drug or alcohol problem. Well, folks, looking back, one of the most painful tragedies of my life started when I was in high school. Out of the blue, a good friend came to me and described a night of out-of-control, destructive drunkenness that could have landed him in jail or dead. Then he asked if I thought he could be alcoholic. Never having seen him drunk myself and knowing him in other situations where he looked fine to me, and probably not wanting to believe that he, even younger than me, could be alcoholic, I said, no, I don't think so. He went on to 20-plus years of increasingly destructive drinking, car crashes, serious injuries, surgeries, DWIs, jail, lost jobs, creating pain for himself and everyone around him that brought failed relationships, including cutting me off for over a decade for who knows why. If you think this is unusual, experts say 10% of us have a serious alcohol drug problem. Fact is, we often deny it in ourselves and others because maybe we feel scared and helpless about doing anything. But a few caring words can sometimes save someone's life and maybe even break a chain of addiction for that person's children and grandchildren. So get our courage up. Do a little homework about treatment options and have a heart-to-heart. When do you do this? The sooner the better, because substance abuse changes the brain itself and it can be harder to quit over time. But not while the person is drunk or drugged. Unlikely they'll take in what you say then. Could get angry and even become violent. That said, some people are hoping someone will speak up and help them find their way out of the hole they are digging deeper and deeper and deeper. So wait until they're sober and say something like, you know I love you, and seems like your alcohol or drug use is making trouble for you, like yesterday when you passed out or had a fight with your wife or got fired or wrecked your car or got arrested. I'd like to help. I've got the names of some doctors and treatment centers that specialize in alcohol and drug problems. I'd be glad to go with you. It can be useful to put what you say into the context of what the person cares about. For example, I'm concerned about the impact of this drinking or drugs on your children, your relationships, your marriage, your career, your health. Long into the sinking storm of my friend's drinking, I said, I love you, but I've accepted there's nothing I can do to get you to stop. And now I'm sadly preparing myself for your funeral. Did saying that have any real impact? Who knows? He did stop rationalizing for a moment and appeared to hear me. Are there things to avoid saying or doing? Yes. Facing consequences is one of the best teachers, so don't agree to deny the dead seriousness of the addiction by lying about why he or she missed work again, or arrived late for a court appearance, or forgot to pick up the birthday cake and left their child heartbroken. And don't lend them your car, or give them money when they've blown theirs, and for goodness sakes, don't put up with physical or emotional assault. Now, watching someone destroy their life can be dreadful. So take good care of yourself. You might go to Al-Anon or Alateen to meet people who know what you're going through. Locations and more are at AA.org or SyracuseAIS.org. For more science-based info, check out the National Institute of Drug Abuse website at drugabuse.gov. Finally, be prepared for relapses. These problem behaviors get hardwired in the brain and can take time and multiple attempts to change. But millions have succeeded. Treatment helps, like my friend, who's been sober and much happier for decades. And we're back in touch. There's hope. Those websites are on our website, too. I've, Dr. Rich, been there, learned from that. O'Neill, thanks for tuning in.